Even someone talks to us or not. Even we meet the people or not. Sometimes Madhubanivasis are available or sometimes not, they are here and there. But as soon as we come inside, everything is changed. And secondly, Brahma Baba has also given a name to that place, Madhuban. Madhu means sweet, honey, and van means forest. The forest of sweetness. Now we'll say the garden of sweetness, not the forest of sweetness. Baba says this is the garden of sweetness. So, why Baba gave this name to such a place? Baba said, Shri Baba is also ocean of love, peace, and ocean of sweet, and He wants to make us the sweetest of the world. And then Baba also tells us in the Murli, I come only for my children. I talk to my children. I play with my children. I eat with my children. I enjoy with my children. So this is such a biggest fortune we Baba's children achieve in this confluence is that God Himself is our friend. He is our father. He is our mother. He is our sustainer. And He sits with us like our friend. During Brahma Baba's time, Brahma Baba used to sit with the children as father is sitting with the children. And Baba used to take the children around in the whole complex of Madhuban, because I also remember how Baba used to take us when I came to Madhuban first time. And at that time, in the morning, after Amratvila meditation, Brahma Baba used to walk in the courtyard of Pandabhavan. And the scene was so beautiful, like an angel is walking and all the other angels were coming close to Baba, and that was a big group of angels walking. And then sometime Baba used to stand on the steps of reception and office and courtyard. And Baba was giving such a loveful and powerful drishti. At that time, we felt that the light is coming from the top. And then after Murli class, Baba used to sit there in, you know where Dadi's room, Didi's room. Baba used to sit there. And we used to go there and sit with Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba was so friendly, so light, and talking about the Murli point, like this morning we heard in the Murli, who is a Maharathi Brahmani. Then Baba used to make joke, okay, you are a Maharathi, you are a Maharathi, okay, you have to go for service, you have to go for service. So like that, it was so lively, it was so light. So I was thinking that such a fortune we Baba's children achieve. And now you will say, we have not seen Brahma Baba and you got that sustenance and how can we get that feeling? But you are also very fortunate. The same feeling, the same vibrations, we all are getting even now from the Adis, from Avyakt Bhaktada, and even from Madhuban. So there are so many specialties of Madhuban. Madhuban is, one is, that is the garden of sweetness. And second is, this is like a lighthouse. Third is, Madhuban is might house. You can run down, no problem. And fourth is, Madhuban is the land of magic. This is such a place. As soon as we come to this place, all are transformed. Not only we BKs, even the non-BKs, as soon as they enter to this place, they are totally transformed. You know, from time to time we are keeping different programs for different professionals. So when they come, we start from their places. They think we are going to such a place, what will be that place, how it will be like that. So they have different ideas and different views. And the place they get, that is very simple in comparison of the five-star hotels and wherever they good places they go, but still this place is very simple. But after 1 or 2 days, they get that feeling, their soul is charged with love, with power. Even foreigners, the guests from India, they get such a big transformation, and so many people, they change their life within 1 or 2 days. So Madhuban is, that is the land of transformation. Madhuban is, that is the land of magic. If you want to see the magic in Madhuban, we can see magic at every step, at every corner of Madhuban. As soon as we go to Baba's room, we feel the magic, pure vibration. And as soon as we go there, our thoughts are changed. Our soul is filled with love. So that is why Madhuban is called the land of magic. And then Madhuban is our home. Baba says, sweet children, this is your home. You stay comfortable. You be relaxed. Forget about everything. And I know we all get the same feeling that we have come to our own home. And during Baba's time, when the children were coming, and Baba used to go and meet each and every child. And Baba was asking, in the night he used to go to the room of the children, and sometimes the children didn't know that Baba is coming. They were sitting. Then they would say, oh, Baba has come, Baba has come. So Baba used to go and take round in each and every room. And then Baba used to ask from the children, are you all right? Are you all right? Are you need anything? And then Baba was seeing, if something is missing, what Baba used to do, and whatever was there in his room, he used to bring, tell someone to bring and put in that room. And Didi and other sister were looking there, that department, the things. And when they were going and seeing that Baba's things are not here, they were asking, Baba, where is that thing? Baba said, you know, Baba's children have come. They should stay comfortably. They should take the love from Baba. So Baba has given that to my child. And the sister was asking, Baba, you should tell us, we can give others. Baba says, no, they are Baba's children. So whatever was coming for Baba, what Baba was doing, Baba said, this is for my children. And even Baba stayed in the old room. Now Baba's room is renovated, it is enlarged. At that time, the room was too small, and now it is enlarged. And when other construction was done, and children told Baba, "Baba, you take another room," Baba said, "No. Everything is for children, not for me." So Baba did so much for the children, and that love is melted in each and every part of Madhuban. So when we come to Madhuban, so how can we take maximum benefit for self? Sometimes we come here for 1 week, some sisters and brothers, they come here 3 weeks or 2 weeks or 10 days, and when you come here, 8 days busy with the service, 2-3 days meeting here and there, then left 1 or 2 days for getting experience for self. But Baba says, even if you get 2-3 days, 5 days, 4 days, 8 days, but if we have aim, we can take the maximum benefit for self. First of all, when we start from our places for Madhuban, our first aim should be that we are going to such a highest place, such an enriched place, spiritually charged place, and I have to take maximum for self. First step is that our aim should be all the time, the destination should be all the time in our mind, in front of our eyes. My destination is that I have to fill myself with all kinds of spiritual treasures. Second is that whatever is disturbing me, Madhuban is like a fireplace. You can put it, everything will burn. And the third is that I have to purify myself. Because we Baba's children are pure. But purify myself, whatever things we see and whatever thoughts they disturb me, or sometimes we keep on thinking about self, not about others, about self, I am so weak, I did not make efforts, and I am in this knowledge from the last 10 years, but still I have not got that experience. How can I get that experience? Everyone is getting so much experience, they are going ahead, I am not going ahead. So what we do when we have this kind of consciousness, we forget what Baba is giving to us. Instead of creating these thoughts, let's make the effort in that way, merge in love of Baba. For example, we are standing near the ocean. I don't know how to swim. They are swimming in the ocean, swimming in the place, and I'm watching. But what if they are swimming in the ocean, I'm standing near the ocean, but I can get the vibration, the pure breeze, and I can get while standing near the ocean. They are going to the depth, but I can get that feeling that I'm standing near the ocean and the waves are coming, how sweet breeze is coming, how the environment is so beautiful. Even when the waves come, they bring such a beautiful diamonds or things or jewels with the waves. So we can collect that. So instead of looking that person, he's inside, I'm outside. So we cannot get the experience. So Baba says we should also have to finish that feeling that those who are staying in Madhuban and those who are in this knowledge from the last 30, 40 or 50 years, they have seen Baba, they have got everything. But Baba says, no, those who are coming now, they are also getting more than those who achieved in the beginning. When there is a young child in the house, little new baby, so everyone gives love. And everyone sustains. And he learns more. And when he sees the big family, and he picks up each and every quality. So you are, and we are so fortunate, and those who made efforts, and we are slowly and slowly picking their qualities. And we are making ourselves full. So Baba says, never have this thought that I can't do, I have not achieved that, how can I achieve that, how can I do yoga, what should I do, how my yoga will be powerful. So whenever we have these thoughts, so what we do, we make ourselves separate the love which is coming from Baba. You sit in front of Baba and be relaxed, and the love which is coming from Baba, it will automatically come inside. So this is the place. Cut all your negative thoughts. Cut all your unnecessary thoughts. And cut away all your useless thoughts which are disturbing. And secondly, what happens when we come to Madhuban? Sometime we start comparing ourselves with others. Because Madhuban is the place all the brothers and sisters, all the BKs, they come here and we meet all brothers and sisters only in Madhuban. In your region, you meet the Sri Lankans because when you are Sri Lanka, or when you are in France, you will meet the French, or there may be few come, or sometimes there is a retreat. But even when we keep the retreat, Global Cooperation House, group come from UK, from this and that, then we meet few groups. But all the Baba's children from all over the world, from different parts of the world, we meet in Madhuban. So this is such a big meeting place. Like Baba says, this is such a big mela place. This is such a big meeting place. When we see Baba's children in such a big number, we feel so intoxicated. I think you also must be getting that experience, that when all Baba's children are here, so you also get that feeling or not? Sure? At that time, there may be little bit congestion in accommodation because so many are there. Because when you come, less people are there, we get our own place, we enjoy. But when big number comes, then we have to share and we have to do this and that. So though it gives, in the beginning it looks little uncomfortable, but when we keep that aim in ourselves, we become light. We see the quality of each and everyone. Though we don't narrate their qualities, what I feel, as soon as we see, we get the vibration of their qualities, their attributes, their virtues, and it looks so beautiful, and it gives a power that we are so making ourselves full. And then Baba says, never compare yourself with any BK, either from India or from abroad, from your country. The comparison is different ways. One comparison is in the effort. One comparison is that the sustenance they are getting from others, the love they are getting from others, a special attention they get from someone. So we get that feeling that these people are getting special attention. So when we get that feeling, so this feeling sometime gives us inferiority complex. But you don't know why they are getting special attention. Baba says, the special attention they are getting, that doesn't mean they are the special. Baba wants to lift all the children. You know, when there is a weak child in your home, what you will do? Everyone will say, oh, he's weak, he's sick. Give him more, give him, pay attention. Everyone will pay attention. When the child is strong, you say, okay, no, you go and do this work, do this work. So those who are strong, you won't make efforts for them. And that one who is little bit sick or tired, we pay more attention. And those who are strong, they will say, okay, give this work to that person. That person is strong, will do it. So Baba says, you Baba's children are so lucky that and when you merge in Baba's love, we are automatically strong. We are not dependent on anyone's attention. As soon as we get this thought, so this affects on our inner stage. Baba says, Baba has opened all the treasures here. You take. Whatever you want to take, you can take it. So that attention, that treasures we can take, when we have that much realization, that much consciousness, that much love in self, that we are so fortunate that we belong to Baba. We are close to Baba. And we can get that feeling and we can get that experience of Baba's love and Baba's company. I remember one story from my childhood. Once it is said there was one little boy. And when we were reading, we read this story. There was a little boy and he did not have his another brother. And so whenever he was going, other children, they were going to the school and for studying, and he used to ask from his mother, Mother, Mom, where is my other brother? His mom said, there was a photo of Shri Krishna. He said, he's your brother. He said, okay. He said, okay. She said, whenever you go to your school, because at that time people used to go little long walk and the forest cross here, and the school used to be little far and the children have to walk here and there. So whenever he was going, so he was walking all the time with Krishna. Oh, Krishna is my friend, Krishna is my brother. So he used to go. So when he used to go to school and children used to, how you came? He said, I came with my brother. They said, where is your brother? He said, Krishna is my brother. They said, where is Krishna? He said, see, he's with me. They said, no, you are joking, and he's not there. So he said, no, I always come with him. He brings me here, he takes me there, and he's my brother, and he always carries me here. and we played together. And then one day his friend said, okay, we want to see Krishna. Where is your brother Krishna? So what happened when they were coming? And on the way, he said, where is your brother? He said, hey, he's here. He said, okay, call him. He said, Krishna, come on, come on. So what happened? Krishna came and he stood in front of all them. And Krishna was in the decorated form and like God. And children were so surprised. Krishna is here. He said, I remember him, he is my friend, and I never afraid in my life, I am always with him. So, what was the meaning of that story which they used to tell us? That you should always have faith in God. So, that faith not only gave that feeling, and that became in a practical form. So we Baba's children are so fortunate that Baba is in front of us in a practical form. And Baba sees the children. Baba talks to the children. Baba plays with the children. Baba sits with the children. But we children are so naughty. And what we do? We say, oh, Baba, you are, where are you? I was remembering you. Baba, help me. Baba, do this task me. And Baba himself is doing that task. And we, our nature has become to complain all the time. So still, whatever he gives, we keep on complaining to Baba. Baba smiles on us and Baba laughs on us and Baba says they are still innocent children. You know, in Bhakti cult, we had one story. And that is connected to us, connected to we children. Once what happened, I don't know whether you heard this story, some must have heard that story. Once what happened, there was one child, he had so much love for God. And whenever he was walking, and he used to walk with God, talk with God, and when he was coming back on the sand, he checked the footsteps of two persons. You know this story? You heard this story? Those who did not hear the story, raise your hand. You don't know. So he was coming. One day what happened? There was a big problem came. So what happened? And that boy, he came back from the return to his house. And on the way back he checked. There was a footstep of one person. He said, God, you are very selfish. I'm not going to keep friendship with you. Whenever I don't have problem, you walk with me and you go with me. I can see your footstep and my footstep. But today I have such a big problem. And today you are hiding yourself in somewhere. Okay, no more friendship. And he started to fight with God. He said, I can't keep friendship with you. You are selfish. You are doing like that. And God was smiling and he said, okay, child, wait. Listen. Okay, come. I show you. You see whose footsteps are here. You check. He said, oh, these are not my footsteps. These are the footsteps of God. He said, how it comes? He said, whenever there is a problem, you know what I do? I take you in my lap. You were in my lap, I was walking, and you were safe from the problem. But you have that consciousness of problem. And nothing is there, you are thinking about that problem and creating problem for self, though you are in lap of me. So what does it mean for us? Whenever there is a little bit comes in our mind, what we say? I can't remember Baba. I am fed up from this knowledge. What should I do? I can't lead life of BK. How can I do this? This is too much, too heavy for me. This is too much and I can't do. See what we are doing it. And whenever there is a problem, we talk to Baba. Baba, you don't help us. What should I do? Baba, you too. Baba is doing even the problem has come big and Baba has made small and Baba has taken us out of the problem, but our nature is like that. And because of that nature, we create the thoughts of tension in self. We use those tension for self. We make ourselves tensed. We make ourselves weak. We complain. Seniors are not helping us. No one is helping us. No one is looking at us. No one is giving support to us. So like that we create so many thoughts. Baba says, whenever you come to Madhuban, make this effort that we will never complain for self. Though let people give complaint, but for my efforts, I will never complain for self. If I can't do this, let me do another task. Let me feel myself. You know, sometimes when we become sick, physically sick, we say, oh, we were so strong, now I'm sick, I can't do it. Baba said, another way Baba has given, if you have become physically sick for 1 or 2 days, you can use your mental power. You got the time to enjoy Baba's company. So Baba has given different alternate ways, different ways to go ahead. So never complain about self. And then when we come to Madhuban, we have to make our intellect introverted. Otherwise, sometime, unnecessary thoughts come. Baba says, let it come, but don't worry. When we go to a shop, different varieties are there. Though we are like to see each and everything, like to take, but what we take for what we need. So here Baba also tells us, everything is there, you take everything for self. Everything means love, peace, treasures, the company of Brahmins, the purity of thought and the love for self. Like Brahma Baba, what he did, in this place, very few children were there. In front of Baba, only 10, 15 or 20 children were there. What Brahma Baba did, he used to keep the whole world in front of him while speaking the Murli. Like this morning we heard from the Murli, foreigners will, this European people will understand this knowledge slowly and slowly. So long back Baba talked about this and now we see in a practical form. And Brahma Baba never said that I'm sitting in such a place. No one is there, very little children, few children were there, they were uneducated, didn't know how to do task and nothing they were able, Baba was teaching them, do like this, do like this. So Baba had such a high image in front of him. Baba has the whole world in front of him. Baba never thought that, how can I make effort with and breaking my head with these people? Yeah, Baba never thought. I'm teaching each and everything how to walk and how to sit and how to give knowledge. Like this morning Baba was mentioning the Murli, you have to go one place to another place, give this knowledge. So in the beginning Baba taught each and every child how to speak. Nowadays whosoever come, they are expert in giving knowledge. But they were so shy, they were unable to speak, they were unable to talk about knowledge. Baba used to teach them write in the morning, speak in front of children, then you speak, and then Baba used to correct. And how much hard efforts Baba did for each and every child. But Baba's aim, Baba's destination was that they are the one who will become the foundation, and they will become, Baba's new children will come. So that is why when we come to Madhuban, we should have that aim in self, whether someone is making effort or not, whether someone is taking benefit from Madhuban or not. But let me take the maximum for self. Let me apply all the qualities for self. And another thing, what happens when we stay in Madhuban, we meet so many brothers and sisters here from Madhuban, from other places, and sometimes our nature becomes like that, to get all kinds of the news from each and everyone. What is happening in your country, what is going on, that is all right, because what kind of the services they are doing it, that we should share with each other. But not that this person is not making effort and that person is making in that way. So if we get that news also, Baba says, what we have to do, we should have powerful and loveful feelings for them. Like Brahma Baba, the news of each and every child should reach to Brahma Baba. What Baba used to do, Baba used to say, he's my child, child of Supreme Father, and now he has become weak. And father's task is there to give strength to the child. So in the night, in the morning meditation, Baba used to send the loveful vibration, powerful vibration. At that time he used to get same feeling, and within few days the letter comes to Baba. In the morning I sat, someone was pulling my intellect, I said, I saw you, Baba, you were talking to me, and Baba, you encouraged me, now I am uplifted, no more other thoughts. So this was Baba's way to uplift the children. So our way should also be like that they are Baba's children, they are the members of our godly family. This is our family. And Baba says, I cannot go alone to Golden Eastward. Even Brahma Baba says, I'm sitting, I'm waiting for my children to become ready. When they will be ready and when the doors will be open, Baba and Shri Baba and Brahma Baba, they both talk to each other. And Baba says, I cannot go alone. I'm waiting for my children. So if you go alone to the Golden Age world, what we will do? Where will you talk? To whom you will talk? Where you will rule? When the people are not there, that cannot be a kingdom. So we all will be together. We all will be staying together. We will have very good relationship. We will enjoying there. So when we are having that relationships in the Golden Age world, at that time we won't know that we belonged together, we were such and such, and we stayed together, we did service together, we went together, we didn't know. But this is the confluence age, we come to know each and everything. So Baba says, keep this aim in Madhuban, that I have to become like a swan, pick the quality, the pearls, the virtue of each and everyone. And enjoy, become more powerful. So another method what we have to do, while staying in Madhuban, we have to move step by step. First step is that keep destination, aim in front of you for what purpose you have come. Some come the purpose, I have to fill myself. Another come for that purpose, I have to clear myself. I have to become light myself. I have to become light. So whatever aim you have, keep in front of you. Then slowly and slowly check yourself that I am going step by step ahead, close to my aim or destination. First step is that we should have faith for self. Second step is that when we are in Madhuban, we should become enthusiastic. Third step is that we should always become courageous. That I can do it. I have to do it. And next step is that if you have any kind of fear, fear about self, fear about any person, or fear about your efforts, any kind of fear, cut the consciousness of fear. The consciousness of fear takes away all our energies. So we should not have the consciousness of fear. Sometimes some children say, oh, I have done mistake, how can I tell my sister? Brahma Baba used to tell that you belong to father, you belong to family. If you have some feeling uncomfortable inside, talk to Baba. If you tell to Baba, if you don't tell to Baba, how you will become free from your inner disease? Because of fear consciousness, we are suppressing ourselves. So this is the main thing. Sometimes some sisters and brothers, unnecessary, they have fear consciousness. Oh, what I did, I was in the center, this sister came, I told her, I did this, how can I tell this? This is nothing. We keep on thinking on that, oh, what should I do? I can't tell to the senior, I can't tell to the center in charge what will happen, what he or she will think about me. They won't think anything. The way we have to tell, Baba says, you can tell that with loveful. So nothing is there. The main problem comes in the path of we Brahmin, that is the fear consciousness. So when we come to Madhuban, we should finish the fear consciousness. If you have done anything wrong, no one is going to give punishment, no one is going to do something for you. They will help you to go ahead in your path. And then next step is that, instead of having the fear consciousness, create the consciousness of love. As Baba, Brahma Baba, they knew that such and such child had this and that weaknesses or shortcoming. Baba removed their weaknesses and shortcoming by showing love to them. Once or twice what happened, one child, he did a mistake. Baba knew, the news went to Baba. As soon as he came in front of Baba, Baba said, oh child, you are so lovely, you can do this task. And Baba was giving so much love to him. He felt himself, Baba, I want to tell you one thing. Baba said, what? Baba, I did like this. Baba said, forget about this. So he told the truth. Baba made him light. Baba said, okay, forget about this. Okay, now it is whatever happened, finish it, give full stop, now you can make efforts. So he was so happy that Baba, because Baba talks about weakness in the Murli, Baba tells the yuktis in the Murli, but not in that. So Baba explained in that way, with a loveful way, the children got the enthusiasm to go ahead in their way. So that method we have to adopt for self. We have to cut one side fear, another side, fill yourself with love of Baba. So when we sit in meditation, even when we are in Madhuban and sit in meditation, so what we do sometime, I can feel, what we do, some sisters and brothers, they make hard efforts. I have to sit in Baba's room, I have to take this, I have to take this. Baba says, be relaxed, merge in Baba's love and get that feeling. So when we have this consciousness, I have to take this, I have to take this, the love, the power which is coming, it is coming from the top and now it is going behind. Because we have not taken. I have to take, I have to take, I have to take. We are thinking that. So Baba says, merge. Get feeling. Have that consciousness. Like our dadis, what they do? In 1 second, they merge in Baba's love. I have to get this, I have to finish this, I have to do it. So if we have anything, before sitting in Baba's room, whatever thoughts is there, tell to Baba. Baba, okay, these are the things I am keeping in front of you. Keep in front of Baba. Okay, now relax. As you come here, so much luggage is there. So it say, keep the luggage here. So you're free. So whenever, whatever you have in your mind, any thought, when you go to meditation, sit in Baba's room, wherever you, where, any part of Madhuban, Miss Gyanso is also Madhuban, don't think like that. So any part of Madhuban, just sit there. So whatever thoughts are there, keep Baba in front and give to Baba. Keep your mind free. Relax. Now Baba's task, merge yourself in Baba's love. And at that time you will feel that experience, you have become light. You gain something. Otherwise you are talking to Baba, Baba, I have this, how can I take power, how can I take... You are talking like bhaktas. Bhaktas, they say, oh, give me power, I don't have the... I am full of weaknesses, I have this and that. And then Madhuban is such a place, like Madhuban, when we come to Madhuban, now we say there are so many pilgrim places in Madhuban. One is Madhuban, one is Gyansarovar, and one is Peace Park, and we won't say Global Hospital, that Global Hospital is a place, but that is to spread the vibration, and that is to make strong physically as well as mentally. Shantivan. So these are the pilgrim places. But in Madhuban, the pilgrim places, one is Baba's room. So the feeling, what we get, what is my feeling, I can tell you. So one is Baba's room, one is Tower of Peace, one is History Hall, and one is Baba's hut. Okay? So when we go in front of Tower of Peace, that gives the feeling how much tyag and tapasya Baba did in his whole life. He looked after the children, but he maintained the balance of tyag and tapasya. And Baba used to play in that courtyard, badminton. You know, it's our place. Baba used to play the court, yeah, in that court, yeah, and badminton. And Baba gave that feeling. He had so much tyag and tapasya. And the tower of peace, the four pillars. One is tower of love, light, tower of peace, tower of might. So these feelings, when we go there, so we can get that feelings in self. Secondly, when we go to Baba's room, the feelings which we achieve, which I achieve, that Baba is talking to me, very sweet conversation, sweet Ruruhan, like father talks to the children in a very loveful way, and that feelings we get. And the friendly feelings we also get in Baba's room. And history hall that reminds us about that Baba is my teacher. I remember in 1968 when I came, at that time few Kumaris, the group came, and at that time I was also there. So Baba used to talk about the Kumaris, these Kumaris can do a lot of service, and these Kumaris can do, and Baba was giving so much love. And we Kumaris were called by Baba, sit in front, and Baba used to stand and give so much power. So I still remember that scene. That was such a beautiful scene. Baba was like a teacher, as well as like a searchlight, powerful light. That light was coming. So history hall also reminds us that this is the place where Mama and Baba, they sat, gave knowledge to the children, and filled the children's intellect with power and love. And Baba's heart, that reminds us the loveful meetings of two friends. And the loveful feelings, exchange of feelings of friends. You know, friends write letter to their friends and friends give answer. So children used to write letter to Baba, and Baba used to give the answer of their letters. So as soon as we go and sit there, what we get the feeling that Baba is my friend. I'm very close to Baba. I'm talking to Baba. Even don't write, but feel that Baba is my friend. So we get that feeling. And Baba's room, one another thing that also reminds us, when we go to Baba's room, whenever we have any problem, anything, we go there, sit there, and Baba's words are there. Children, don't worry. Baba is sitting there, don't worry. Baba is there, don't worry. So that feelings come, and that feeling gives us. So that is the way. So when we have that feeling, so we can make ourselves full with those feelings. So Madhuban is our home, and whatever you want to take, take maximum and enjoy Baba's company. Okay? Anything else you want to know? Okay, some of you may know about me, or some of you may not knowing, because some places I have. So when I was a little child, nearly 9-10 years, and the Brahma Kumari Center was very close to our Lokik home. Being children used to, there was a big ground and we used to play in front of the center. Being children used to go inside on special days like Thursday, on special days we used to get bhog. So children used to go there to get bhog. So we used to go there. And then one sister, she, bigger sister, not Centravasi, became mother. She came to see my mother. She gave the knowledge to my mother. And then my mother and we all family, brothers and sisters, you started to go to the center. So at that time, it was 1959. So at that time, we started to go to the center. And at that time, I tell you, Baba's love, only Baba's love. No courses. We never had 7 days course in our life. So no courses. As soon as we go inside, we sit inside, we emerge in Baba. We don't know how to sit in Baba's remembrance. They were telling us sit in meditation with open eyes. We sat with open eyes and we were merged in Baba's love. The tears of love are coming and sitting hours and hours. So that happened. And then my mother also used to go every day and I also used to go every day. But I was very quiet in my childhood. Even some can feel that I'm serious, no? Even some they feel that I'm very serious. Some feel I'm very hard and strict, no? Like that. But I'm not like that. I'm very light inside. And very jolly, very light, and I enjoy a lot in myself. So I'm very light and I'm very entertaining also. So, so in the beginning when I went, because I was not speaking, so they were thinking she's so quiet, she doesn't speak. And at that time there were big group of Kumaris. They were very active speaking this, but I was sitting quiet, like sitting in one corner. So like that. They thought me, she comes, okay, listens Murli like this. But at that time, I got so many beautiful experiences. Baba's love, Baba's company. I was merging that Baba is there, sitting there. Baba is in my front while in dream, while sitting. So I was merged in that day. So one day what happened? I was sitting in meditation. You know, at that time, no courses, no, not so much knowledge, only meditation and exchange of experiences. And like after shifting from Pakistan to India, there was so much struggle and opposition. People were saying new religion and so much opposition was there. And knowledge was less and people were saying, who are these ladies have come? So little opposition was there. So in the meditation, whatever we were getting experiences that we were used to share the experience. So one day I sat in meditation. I saw a little light from a very distant place. And that little light was coming closer and closer and closer. It was become bigger and bigger. And it became so big, light and light. As soon as it came in front of me, I could not tolerate. I started to cry. I was crying and crying. The tears were continuously coming from my eyes. And the sister was conducting meditation. She, after finish, when meditation finished, and she told me, come on the stage, share something. I didn't say, the tears were coming and coming. What should I say? She called me in her room and she said, what did you see? What was that? Why you are crying? And I started to cry more. I started to cry more. And she was giving me so much love. And she said, what did you see? What did I see? She thought I must have seen a horrible scene. That is why I'm crying. And she was asking from me. So I did not give any reply to her. Because I did not see. I saw light. What should I tell? And later I realized that was the first meeting of the child with the father. And when the children meet the parents after such a long time, and the tears of love, that was the meeting. So I realized later. So like that, then again I was sitting so many experiences. So then in 1968 I came here to see Brahma Baba. I lived about 21 days in Pandabhavan, and at that time Baba had used to talk about the foreign service and used to talk about these kumaris, they can do service, this and that. And we had a first exhibition at that time in front of the museum. You know, a spiritual museum just front of the place. And I used to go and explain the parties there. And in the night I used to come and see Baba and talk to Baba, explain. So in the beginning I was so quiet and not speaking so much. So when I came here in Madhuban 68, I finished my studies, I had holidays. So when I came, I was explaining parties and this and that, giving knowledge by power. And my friend saw me and just said, oh, Shashiban is speaking, Shashiban speaks so well. So like that, because that was insight, because power, knowledge was everything. So I used to go and say, they said, she speaks not. So like that. Then Baba used to call us, give us so much sustenance. So when I went back from here, after that, in 1969, Brahma Baba left the body, and I got my Laukik job in Chandigarh, that is Union Territory, the capital of Punjab and Haryana. So at that time, that Chandigarh was built by foreigners and new foreign style. I got job over there, and when my home was near to Delhi, and according to our Indian customs, and parents don't want the daughter to stay alone, then my mother, because in my life, and when I came in Gyan, the other families when they came in Gyan, because of so much opposition, each and everyone got so much opposition, bondages. I was the one never got any bondage. Never. And no bondage, nothing but bondage from myself, in my, whether I will stay in the center or not. So then I got Laukik job. My mother says, why don't you stay in the center? I said, I can stay in the center. How it can be? I'm going for Laukik job. I cannot stay in the center. She said, how can you stay alone? Then I stayed with one BK family. After 2-3 months, then I shifted to center. So when I was staying in the center, every day Baba was pulling my intellect. Time is short, you have to do so much, and why you're wasting your time? I said, what to do? I go to my job, because that was a newly place and people were very good. People from different parts of India, they came and they were very friendly. Now the atmosphere is totally changed. At that time it was very good and friendly. And I was thinking, okay, I'm doing Laukik job and I can do service in a both way. But Baba wanted something else. So Baba was pulling my intellect. So after some time I left my job. So I came here, and from here Didi sent, Big Didi, she sent me to Calcutta, and then I went to Bihar, Patna, stayed there more than one year. Then from there I went to Nepal. I stayed 1 year in Nepal, Kathmandu, and did service by myself. I was in the center, no one was with me. So I was there in the for 1 year, looked after the center and meeting some foreign brothers and sisters, giving knowledge to them. Then I came back to Madhuban, and then from there I went to, for some time, Ahmedabad and Bhuj side. But then I came back, since 1974, I'm in Madhuban. And while staying in Madhuban, so many experiences. Do you want to listen now or later? I can tell you one story. There are so many stories, but one story I will tell you. You know, in 1974 when I came, I was doing a job, because nature is, Baba says, whatever you, I got job, I'm sitting doing like that, not to run here and there. So I was doing service in the office, and beside office so many other services. And one day one sister came to me, one or two sisters. See, they said, you're always working in the office, not like other sister, come on the stage, speak like this, come in front. I said, why don't you go in the center? Like joking and talking way. why don't you go to the center and stay there, do more, you can do more service. I listen, because being little, not so mature, I thought, what she's telling me. So when we had a time for Baba's meeting, Avyakt Baba's, it was 1976 in meditation hall. So when I got, because our turn came to meet Baba, and from my childhood, I'm very clear in my intellect. If something comes, I tell with a clear connection with seniors and clear connection with Baba. So when my turn came, I went in front of Avyakt Baba. So I told Baba, Baba, what should I do? These sisters came and they were telling me, you are sitting here all the time, don't you come in front like other sisters are coming on the stage talking. So because my nature was like that, sitting in corner doing their work, but like even now whatever task is there, I do it. But I'm in front now, no problem, but Baba keeps me in front. Baba gave me everything, nothing is missing in my life. So then I told Baba, what should I do? Baba was giving very loveful drishti and Baba was looking at me and Baba was smiling and then Baba spoke to me. Baba said, don't look at anyone. See Baba, keep Baba in front of you. And Baba wants, what Baba wants to do, Baba knows what he wants to do from you. Don't listen the remarks of any person. If you listen the remarks of any person, your stage will keep on shaking. Sometimes, you know, people say, oh, she's good, I will become so happy. And then other will come, oh, she's not good. Like nowadays, sometimes some have complained. She never understands us. What should I do? She always gives us that place. She doesn't know who. So like there's so many things, no? And Baba said, if you listen the remarks of others, you won't become remarkable. And then Baba says, if you go ahead, this is the nature of human being. If you go ahead, they will say, now she's going ahead. If you don't make efforts, no, she's not making efforts. In the beginning, she was good. If you turn to other side, they will also say something. They will keep on saying something. Don't make your stage on the sayings of any person. If there is any mistake or correction, you do it. But don't make your stage on their sayings. See what Baba is talking to you and what Baba wants from you. So Baba spoke about 10-15 minutes on this topic. When this meeting finished, all sisters and brothers gathered in front of me. There are some parties and they said, whatever Baba spoke to you, that was for us, not for you. I said, why? They said, why? Because we stay in the outside world, people tell us so many things. So Baba gave the answer for our question, how we have to make our stage. So Baba says, so now what we have to do, that we have to keep Baba in front of us. If there is any weaknesses or real complaint against me, I have to correct myself. I do, I correct myself. And I have to correct myself and don't make my stage on the sayings. So someone will say, you are very good. Another day they will say, you are not good. I'm good or bad, what should I do now? So I have to make so according. So Baba says like that. Huh? So like this, Baba says, go ahead, keep proper efforts, keep Baba in front of you. Have clear connection with Baba and enjoy Baba's company. Okay? I gave in short how I came, very short I explained, not detail. If I give in tell in detail, so it will it will be wrong. Okay? Om Shanti.